Edward Elgar is recognized as one of England's leading composers of the early 20th century. But that recognition came somewhat late in his life. Elgar was raised in a musical family of limited means and no particular status. He was a self-taught musician, a violinist in a local orchestra, and a music shopkeeper. But all of this was changed after a certain Alice Roberts became one of his students. They fell in love and decided to get married 3 years later. Now, her family was horrified that she would stoop to marrying a nobody, a man 8 years her junior, a mere fiddler, and worst of all, a Catholic. Her family disinherited her, but she loved her Elgar and encouraged him to believe in himself. She was herself a published writer and understood such things, so she happily became Elgar's business manager and music critic. Elgar wrote today's composition in 1887, about 1 year after he met Alice and 2 years before they got married. Already, I believe we can see her influence on our composer. Now he was assigning opus numbers to his compositions, suggesting that he thought they might be worth preserving. Today's text is in Latin, which I like to think reflects Elgar's Catholicism in a Protestant England. This anonymous poem is first found in the 13th century, but in the 14th century, an unknown scribe attributed it to Pope Innocent, without specifying whether it was Innocent III, IV, V, or VI. This brief Latin poem honors the Eucharist, the bread which is eaten during communion. To Christians in the Catholic and Orthodox traditions, the Eucharist becomes the body of Christ. To others, the communion bread symbolizes the body of Christ, and to still others, it is simply and literally bread. But bread that is eaten, as Paul reported Jesus suggesting at the Last Supper, bread that is eaten as a way of remembering him. Do this in remembrance of me. The poem then asks that the sharing of the Eucharist somehow sustains us when it is our turn to die.